forces at its disposal. It inherits a huge archive from the anti-IND intelligence network that we talked about before. Remember those 70 analysts working under an ex-colonel? Yeah, that's them. And, of course, predictably, some of the former members of Patria and Libertad also joined in. They are all on the same team now. The same team that wants to wipe out Allende's legacy, one leftist at a time. You might remember that almost everything here has already been done in Brazil, especially, of course, the idea of privately funded and operated networks turning into draconian intelligence services after the coup. In Chile, though, this is done with so much more blood and violence. But some of Allende's radical followers, above all Mir, are not giving up so easily. They're not only hiding in safe houses, they're even trying to make their own weapons. Francesca Lessa, the Oxford academic who studied those efforts, explains.
This JCR submachine gun initially began to be built in Santiago in late 1973.
JCR is something we mentioned on an earlier episode. It's the coordinating council of leftist movements across Latin America.
But because of the coup, with all the militants relocating to Argentina, also the production of the submachine gun relocated alongside the militants to San Justo, which is a city in the province of Buenos Aires.
Manuel Contreras thus gets a new mission. He wants to stop these leftist rebels who are collaborating with each other and moving across borders to plot against Chile. And he has some rather sophisticated high-tech tools to help him. Contreras just needs to figure out how to put them to good use. But while Contreras is busy with his scheme, Fernando and other former members of Allende's government are stuck on Dawson Island. A cold and desolate place where they have to work hard and endure terrible conditions. Well, at least they can experience the very proletarian lifestyle that they've been fantasizing about.
They started a system of hard work starting at 7 in the morning till 5 in the evening.
This is Sergio Bitar, the former minister of mining under Allende. He tells us how they were constantly harassed and humiliated.
We wouldn't receive any information except that they put information on us saying all these guys are killers and they have to pay for what they did. There was a guy who had to kill two sons, and he was expecting to see that the sons were dead.
That guy, by the way, is the former Minister of Education, and one of his two sons is none other than Miguel Enriquez, the little Mir. The prisoners have little contact with the outside world. They can't even read books about art, like Cubism, because that sounds too communist.
And they took that away because they thought it was about Cuba. So it wasn't easy. But we took notes and we continued. And I think that period was very important to think.
But their families, of course, are also suffering. Francisco Letelier, the son of Orlando Letelier, tells us how heart-wrenching all of it was.
People that talk to me are very surprised when they realize that families of imprisoned people were also imprisoned in their own homes. You know, that we constantly had to dodge bullets, military squads, raids of homes, and arrest.
With Manuel Contreras keen to exterminate Allende's loyalists, Fernando in prison, and Stafford Beer pondering the very meaning of life after Cybersyn, our story is far from over. Next on the Santiago Boys, a new monster is born from the ruins of Cybersyn. It uses telexes and computers, but not for planning the economy, for killing people. Stafford Beer sells his home, goes to India, and finds a new friend in the music world. And someone from the Santiago Boys even shows up in Silicon Valley. Is there any chance that Cybersyn is coming back? The Santiago Boys is a co-production of Quora Media and Post-Utopia. Writing, research, development, and presentation, Evgeny Morozov. Music main theme, Luca Michele. Audio editing and post-production, Emanuele Moscatelli. Music supervisor, Luca Michele. Post-production assistant, Filippo Mainardi. Post-production producer, Matteo Salsa. The people who've been helping me to organize, record, and process hundreds of interviews are too many to name here, unfortunately. But I'd like to extend special thanks to Chiara Di Leone, Ekaitz Kansela, Nikolai Maksimchuk, and Matteo Miavaldi, all of whom helped me in more than one way. Full credits are available on the podcast website, the-santiago-boys.com.
Say a word, Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's gonna buy you a diamond ring. If that diamond ring is brass, Papa's gonna buy you a looking glass. If that looking glass gets broke, Papa's gonna buy you a billy goat. If that billy goat don't pull, Papa's gonna buy you a cartin bull. If that cartin bull turn over, Papa's gonna buy you a dog named Rover. If that dog named Rover don't bark, Papa's gonna buy you a horse and cart. If that horse and cart fall down, you'll still be the sweetest little baby in town. Thank you.
in a ride with my best friend. I hope it never lets me down again. He knows where he's taking me, taking me where I wanna be. I'm taking a ride with my best friend. Flying high, we're watching the world pass us by. Never want to come down, never want to put my feet back down on the ground.
A star at all. I'm standing by the Hudson River's edge at night, looking out across the Jersey Shore at a neon light, spelling out some cola's name. And I thought, your name should be dancing, beamed from satellites larger than any billboard in Times Square. Tell it to your heart, please don't be afraid. I'm the one who loves you in each and every way. Tell it to your heart, please don't be afraid. New York City lovers, tell it to your heart. On the roof, it's 5 a.m. I guess I couldn't sleep. And I see this spinning light that I saw last week. Maybe I should wake you up, but by then it might be gone. You never know what you see when you look up in the sky. I ran outside down a darkened street, listening to my boot heels click. My leather jacket squeaked. I needed a cigarette. When I turned the corner, my spinning light was in the street. They were filming a commercial on TV. Tell it to your heart, please don't be afraid.
Thank you. Is this thing on? Can you hear me now?
Helaas, bij ons mogen plusdochters niet mee beslissen over belangrijke zaken. En al zeker niet over onze wekelijkse playlist. Als jullie het daar niet mee eens zijn, mogen jullie gerust komen protesteren aan de ingang van onze studio tot 9 uur vanavond. Niet dat we daar rekening mee gaan houden, uiteraard. Goedenavond en welkom bij Signaal Ruis. Straks hebben we vrijkaarten voor Meltheads en Maria Iscariot in het depot. Vorige week zeiden we het al, maar we vonden dat we het nog eens moesten zeggen. De tweede langspeler van Corker is namelijk gearriveerd, Hallways of Grey getiteld. Voorbordurend op de spannende ritmische postpunk van een debuut als 2023 heeft de groep uit Cincinnati het al aanzienlijk hoger gelegd. De plaat begint furieus met deze en blijft lekker door te denderen tot de laatste noot. Dit is het openingsnummer Hallways of Grey van Corker.
trust. Playing high stakes, it's crime or bust.
Geen valse beschuldigingen, wij gaan ons aan de feiten houden. Vorige week brachten de Berlijnse electropunkers Data Animal deze single uit Crime or Bust. En dat is een van de nummers op Chemical Cowboy, hun plaat die vandaag verscheen op Dead Strange, het label van Oliver Ackerman van A Place to Bury Strangers. Nieuw op onze radar is het zelfbenoemde Rodeo Core Quintet Dead Tooth uit Queens, New York. Hun nieuwste single, Birthday Boohoo, gaat over een foutgelopen verrassingsverjaardagsfeestje. Muzikaal horen we klanken van Cop Shoot Cop en Morphine, al zal de toeter daar misschien wel iets mee te maken hebben. Op de B-kant staat een remix van opnieuw A Place to Bury Strangers, maar dit is dus het origineel Birthday Boohoo van Dead Tooth.
just like the elephant in the room. It ain't that intelligent, but it knows the truth. Like a scary skeleton, I'll go boom, boom.
From Grandma van Morven's Revenge. Het trio uit Nottingham eindigde 2023 op een hoogtepunt met het uitbrengen van een tweede EP, VR Porn. Onze roep naar meer werd gehoord en nu hebben ze dus een nieuwe single uit, deze Hugs from Grandma. Meltheads bracht na de instant belpopklassieker Naïef een ferme debuutplaat uit eerder dit jaar die alvast moeiteloos ons halfjaar overzicht haalde. De snedige nummers op Decent Sex komen ze live voorstellen in Leuven op donderdag 7 november. Dan spelen ze in het Depot. Voor het programma is Maria Iscariot en we mogen een aantal duotickets uitdelen voor deze show. Stuur om kans te maken een hoffelijke mail naar signaalruis@radioscorpio.be. Meltheads en Maria Iscariot in het Depot op 7 november. Daarvoor kan u mailen naar signaalruis, gewoon elkaar, @radioscorpio.be. En brul intussen mee, I Want It All van Meltheads.
Shift 6 days a week, making less money than I'd like to admit. But the big boys own it all.
Zo, dat moest er even uit. Dit was Get Out van Heavy Lungs uit Bristol. En we vertellen daar straks al dat we ons aan de feiten gaan houden. En dat doen we nu ook. Want de naam van de zanger van Heavy Lungs die klinkt wel zeer bekend in de oren. Het is namelijk de Danny Nedelko uit misschien wel de doorbraaksingle van Idols. De New Yorkers van Strowman Army zijn ook niet vies van een portie scheefheid. Hun invloeden komen uit anarcho-punk en jazz. En midden volgende maand brengen ze hun nieuwe plaat Earthworks uit bij La Vida es un Mus. En dit is het tweede nummer uit dat album Lookalive van Strowman Army.
Yeah.
twee of drie platen uitbrengen op een jaar. Wat maakt het uit? Geen probleem voor Why Bother, alleszins. Ze hebben weer een nieuwe uit en die was eigenlijk bedoeld voor volgend jaar. Maar waarom zouden ze nog wachten? De plaat was klaar en het is hun beste plaat tot nu toe. Een masterpiece, zo zeggen ze toch zelf. En dan kunnen ze terug verder werken aan die volgende plaat. Maar eerst nog even genieten van deze. Dit was At Least You're Not Me van Why Bother. En dan een streepje Suicide-achtige synthpunk van Eat Girls. Een Franse band, maar ze zingen graag in het Spaans. Binnen 2 weken brengen ze hun debuut uit, Aria Silencio. En daaruit is het alvast Para Los Pies, Casados, Eat Girls.